Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's easy points for the fan base, and maybe right now Myles Garrett just needs some easy points.
Gets us meter needs to go up.
It needs to go up. Meanwhile, I'm the sports radio host that it's like, I can't believe he asked for more that the Browns ignored. There's no way Myles Garrett saw that take coming, did he?
No.
If he had thought this out and was like, all right, I'm gonna talk about Nick Chubb and how he went to bat for him, and everyone's gonna be like, of course he did. They were on the same team together for so many years. What a great teammate he was. Like it's all gonna go over so glowingly well and everything's gonna be awesome. And then I came into the picture.
How much more work do you think Miles has to do, Jonathan, to get back in the good graces of the fan base?
Honestly, not much
already.
No, I really don't think it's that much. So I think there's work to do with some people that are maybe in these type of spots. So like Nick, there's a lot of work between Nick, you know, my actual co-host, and Myles Garrett. Mm-hmm. He's very mad at how this whole thing has gone down. He is very mad and upset at the lack of leadership that Myles has displayed and everything and so on and so on and so on, right? Mm-hmm. I think there are a segment of people that are like that when it comes to Myles. I think most people are like myself. He caused a ruckus. He didn't want to be here. He didn't get what he wanted. That's life sometimes. But he's still here, and he's going to try to make the best of it, and he's going to take his cash, and he's going to take his money, and he's going to play out the rest of his career, and then he's going to go to Canton, and that's it. And he's going to be more than happy with that end result and that outcome, and we'll look at him as an all-time great Brown. The problem with that is that he's going to always live in the back of his mind. If this team doesn't turn this thing around in the next couple years, I wanted to play for titles. And he knows that, and we know that, and we just have to accept that. But I'm not... No part of me is still maintaining any sort of upset feelings for Myles Garrett. Myles just played his hand a little bit too early, and now he's got to live with those results. Do you feel that way with Myles?
I do, yeah. I think the kind of player he is, the way that he re-signed the contract, the things that he has said since then, I think that certainly helps. I think some of the things that Nick has pointed out about Myles are entirely fair, and they're legitimate questions about the kind of player he is, about the kind of leader he is, about whether you want this guy to be the face of your franchise, whether you want him to be the spokesperson
for your
franchise.
Yeah.
But he is such a good player, and I think everybody recognizes that.
Well, that's it. Yeah. You just have to acknowledge that he's always going to be up in the top of the league when it comes to pressure rates. He's always going to have double-digit sacks. Like, this is all while being double-teamed, too.
Now, if he forced his way out and he got the trade that he ultimately wanted, I think that changes the view of how much do we love him? Do we put him in the Ring of Honor? all of those conversations get a little bit complicated.
They do get complicated. I still think that ultimately Browns fans would have, and I think we were trending towards this when all those conversations were going down, mm-hmm. the idea of, I get it. They're not, the team isn't headed in the right direction right now. You had to do this year as the poison pill. You want to play, and he did the right things, and he did them in the wrong way, obviously, going on the, you know, the whole Super Bowl media row and then making it on the
day
of.
Did he do it in the wrong way, though? Because what did he lose?
It caused a lot of commotion. I think that made people very upset. But the point is that what he was saying was right.
It just meant that he couldn't attend as many Cavs games as he wanted to. Because he knew that he wasn't going to get the same support.
And then when he finally did, he got the applause.
Of course he did.
People gave him the standing round of applause. Everyone was happy.
Because he changed his mind and they put dinosaurs on the table of his press conference.
Well, and you know, plastic dinosaurs cure all. Ask your son about that, right? Elliot, that's all he needs.
Elliot actually has one from that particular press conference.
Oh, really?
Miles gave it to him. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
it
I was going to say, I would have totally believed that story, by the way. I would have been like, oh, yeah.
I should have just ran with it.
Wait, it was very believable.
Okay.
You know, almost like a hey kid catch type moment. You know, like, oh, here's a little kid. Let's give him the dinosaur.
You know what? I'm gonna run with it.
The more believable story was Miles.
Brontosaurus.
Miles actually collects all the dinosaurs and then in front of your son says, "These are mine now. I'm taking all these home." And your son's like, "Hey, Miles, can dinosaur?" And Miles just looks at him in such a quizzingly just befuddled look of like, no, that's not happening, young son. You're gonna learn about the economics of dinosaurs really quickly.
Right.
That's how this lesson's going down. 216-474-0092. I didn't mean to paint Miles as a monster in that moment.
No.
I'm sure he's very nice to kids, but he was not very nice to a lot of people along that stretch. I just find it comical that it felt like even if he did get traded, a lot of people would have just turned around and been like, I get it. And I would have been one of them, by the way. Mm. I would have 100% been one of them. I understand you want a Super Bowl. Like, we have to admire the people.
I understand. I admire this
about Donovan in a way, in that he just wants to win in such... There's nothing else he cares about more than winning.
That's right.
And it's so obvious he just cares about winning.
That's right.
I love athletes like that.
Yeah.
And so I'll never hate an athlete, or I'll never think differently of an athlete if their end result is, I want to win a championship. When so many people could just take the easy route, they could just take a bunch of money, can sit back, collect their ring of honor, collect everything else that's associated with it. Like, he's actually, he made a push. He did it the wrong way, but he made a push.
And he wasn't successful.
No, he wasn't.
And by the way, nothing changed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The quarterback thing didn't change.
Well, that's
chances of competing for a Super Bowl didn't change.
That's the end result here, is that Miles asked for everything and got nothing.
So then does it change your opinion of him and the things that he actually wanted out of it?
No. The only thing it does is just tell me that this front office beats to their own drum and they're just not going to listen to their star players at all. Mm. That's all that tells me. They are so singular focused on what they think is the right plan and the right way of doing things that they're just not going to listen to any of these guys. And that, and maybe that's how we got here as far as the culture is concerned and
hey,
everything else with the
Browns. You have a contract, play it.
Make me a bicycle clown. Like, yeah, like we're basically at that part. Like, you're the one that plays football. I want you to play football and only play football. And but then you can't turn around 6 years later and wonder why you have no leaders on this team. Mm. You can't restrict people's opinions and their voices, or at least hear them and then not take them seriously, and then wonder why 6 years later you got nobody to actually turn to on this team.
Okay, but what if they would have taken Miles seriously, Jonathan, and they would have traded him for a package that is not anything close to what you would think it would be for Myles Garrett?
Well, I believe there were packages out there that they could have gotten and would have been. Now, again, we don't have any reporting of like Detroit offered two first rounders mm-hmm. and this and that. But the way that we had numerous teams involved and the bidding was there between Detroit, between Buffalo, between the Eagles, like there were enough teams that were in the mix as far as the bidding was concerned mm-hmm. that I believe they would have gotten fair to what they were expecting.
Late first round picks. Teams that are going to be competing for Super Bowls.
But it's also with the idea then that that team would have had to offer up $40 million a year on top of it. Like mm-hmm. there's a lot attached to that.
From their
standpoint as well. But there's a reason why even prior to Miles asking for the trade out and asking for the demand, we had people come on this radio station, actual reporters, and being like, if the Browns are going to take this poison pill 1 year thing or 2 year thing, you might just want to trade Miles in general.
So to me, it just doesn't matter because Miles is back and he's going to play football for the Browns and he's going to sack a lot of quarterbacks and he's going to put up tombstones in his yard and mm-hmm. he's going to be celebrated for those kinds of things. But it's not the best look to make all the demands that he did and say all of the things that he wanted and make people believe he was about something bigger and then it feeling like it was just about the money. I'm sorry.
I just think he tried to force his hand, and I think he understood in the NFL with the years he had left, he just wasn't able to do that. I think he wanted out, and I think he was playing chicken with the Browns, and the Browns are like, we don't have to get rid of you. Like we don't have to do this. And that was the lesson that Miles learned. And there's a reason why in his next deal, the deal that he signed came with a no trade clause. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why he put more things into that next deal to make sure that he doesn't fall into the same trap down the line. That's why, if we're being 100% honest about this conversation, I don't say this to make you guys mad. I just say it to bring it up. And the fact that it's the truth, it's not unheard of that if this goes extremely sideways and the Browns don't have a quarterback solution after this year and no route to a quarterback solution after this year, that we end up in the same conversation again with Miles. Like it's just not out of the conversation.
Of course it's not. At some point, he's going to get frustrated again. He's been frustrated a lot throughout the course of his career.
I think he's one of the greatest teammates and greatest people you can have on a team when things are going well. It's just when things aren't going well is the problem. And then things just go sideways with him, and it is what it is. All right, we come on back. I want to hear from you guys. 216-474-0092. A couple of you guys hanging tight on the Nick Chubb conversation. We'll get you involved. But Dan Orlovsky gave the way for Shedeur Sanders to win the starting quarterback job. You'll hear it next right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.